Today our Lord asks us, what on earth are you clinging to for your security? All of us, I assume, have a desire and intention to seek after and to do the good things, to do that which we know is right, that which is pleasing to God, that which is good for others, for the common good, and the community in which we live and serve. And yet we also know the words our blessed Lord spoke to his disciples on the fateful night of his passion. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's easy for us to begin to lose our hope, or lose our confidence, not necessarily in an intentional way, but in a rather incidental way, and to place our trust in the things of the world, to find our security in them, rather than in the good Lord himself. It's the reason that during the Lenten season, we offer the different mortifications of the fasting, the almsgiving, and the prayers. These are the direct remedies to the ills of the soul, the temptations that every last one of us faces in some particular manner. The temptations of Adam and Eve, to be able to look upon the apple, to see that it was good for food, that it was pleasing to the eyes, and it would gain wisdom for one. These are the three temptations: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. They were the three temptations given to our blessed Lord by the evil one as well, to tempt him to gain food for himself, to gain cities for himself, or to gain notoriety and fame, having been saved as he jumped from the top of the temple and came down, resting upon the wings of the angels. And the temptation is the same for us. The temptation is always simply those three things in some form, because the devil is not creative. The devil only takes what God has given to us and tries to twist it. He's a one-trick pony, or in the case of these sins, a three-trick pony. He can only do one of the three things. For us, we have that continual wrestling with things. Again, the lust of the flesh. Whether we place our security in the things of the world, in the comforts of this life, in the joys that we experience, the entertainment that we've done, that we've seen, all of the stuff that we can fill our hearts with, fill our minds with. On the other end, we can have the lust of the eyes, a desire to gain things for ourselves, sometimes literal possessions, but sometimes it's intangible ones, the gaining of honor, of power, of notoriety, of fame, these kinds of things in which we place our security. And lastly, the pride of life. If we place our security in our own ability to do things, in our own ability to have what we want, in so many ways, some of these are manifest in the little phrase, if I just. If I just had this, if I just had that, if it was just this way, if it was just that way. And we begin to think that if only we had these things, if we just had that, if we just had this job, if we just had this promotion, if we just finally got to retire, if we just had this possession, or if we just had that amount of notoriety or that amount of money or whatever the case may be, if I only. And these thoughts can come to mind, and they're the thoughts that bring us from a trust in the good Lord to a trust in the things of the world. Because in Christ Jesus, we have everything that we need, and he is taking care of us. He is mindful of us. He knows every last one of us through and through. He's watching over us and keeping us safely in his care, even in the midst of the crosses that we experience. But sometimes we begin to fall away from him. And again, not usually intentionally, but incidentally, begin to think, if only, if I just. And to start to place our trust and our security in the things of the world rather than in the good Lord and in the life of the world to come. A wonderful remedy for this is the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist, that great gift that is given to us from on high to ensure that we have the strength to persevere in the Lord. And we have the perseverance to be able to stay close to him, to cling to him, and not to grasp for the clean things of the world, not to cling for security in this earthly life, but in life eternal. I was reflecting on this in the meditation on the life of Blessed now, as of 2021, Blessed Cardinal Francis Xavier Vantoin, a great man of faith in the church, a man who, out of love for the Lord, followed at great cost. He was involved in the Vietnamese persecutions under the communist government there. And it was there that Blessed Vantoin went and was imprisoned. He was a bishop, a cardinal, ultimately, in the end. But it was there because he was accused of colluding with the Vatican, of being a Vatican spy, essentially, and with foreign governments to overthrow the communists. And he was imprisoned for 19 years, much of that in solitary confinement and isolation. But in the midst of this, he had one single thing that gave him great strength, and it was the Eucharist. Every now and then, a visitor was able to come to him and to pass word about what was happening in the community, his community, as well as to receive a word from him, and sometimes a little letter scrawled on small sheets of paper, many homilies given to the faithful. But whenever he had the chance, he would always ask for one particular thing. Can you send me my medicine? Can you send me my medicine? And they understood that the medicine he was calling for was a piece of bread and a bit of wine. Because there in his little cell, physically cramped for lack of space, he would take 3 drops of the wine, a single drop of the water, and a very small sliver of the bread. And with one hand as a paten and the other one as a chalice, he would offer Mass and receive our Lord in the Eucharist, and continue to place his trust in the good Lord, to continue to place his hope and his security in the Lord as God, who was watching over him, and he knew it, even despite the sufferings of the imprisonment. It would have been an easy temptation to simply, do whatever was necessary to renounce the faith, to renounce his ties with any other people, to do any of these things to gain for himself freedom, to have security in the world, to have peace. But he did none of these things. He remained firm in Christ, and he continued to offer his sufferings, strengthened by his medicine. And it's for us too, to ensure that we come here regularly to take our medicine, that we receive from the hand of God, by the altar of the Lord, the gift that comes from on high, that is able to strengthen not the body but the soul, to strengthen us in virtues, to strengthen us especially in those times of temptation. The temptations will come. The crosses will come. They are a necessary part of the Christian life in the proving of our virtue and love for the Lord. It's for us to ensure that when they come, that we are not caught off guard and we are not weak in spirit, but rather we are strong in him by the strength that comes from on high. And so we beg the Lord to give us the grace that we need this day to continue to remain faithful to him and to endure the temptations and trials of this week, that we might be able to have our security always in him, and not to think if we just or if we only had the things of the world, some earthly thing, that we would find peace, but rather to cling to him and to have eternal peace in the end. And so our Lord says to us, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. If someone offered to buy your eyes, how much would they be worth to you? Would $1 million be enough to purchase your vision? How about $5 million or $10 million? I'm certain you wouldn't sell the precious gift of sight for any price. Why then would you sell the eternal vision of the soul for any material gain? I pose the question, what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? What do you value more than gazing upon my face for all eternity? On earth, the sun gives light to your eyes and allows you to see all that is created. In heaven, there is no need for the sun, for my glory alone illumines everlasting day. I give light to the eyes of your heart, that you may clearly see the truth of spiritual realities. What on earth are you clinging to for security? These things are passing and blur your vision of eternal life. Bring to my Eucharistic heart this day all of your fears, doubts, and selfish clingings. Surrender them to me and marvel at the riches I will give to you in return. Abundant peace and holiness are awaiting you. Seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.